else, but there's a bunch of great bands. It's actually a really good lineup.
Nice. It's been going on, obviously, one of the better Southern Midwestern festivals have been going on now well over a decade. I mean, I was remember people going back there in 03, 02. Good God, man. That's going to be a good time. Brother, we appreciate the time. It was awesome to talk to you. We'd love to check in with you somewhere down the road. You enjoy those baseball stadiums, concerts, and you're living the life, man. You're setting an example for everybody. We're proud of you.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you. And we'll catch up in a few weeks and you see where I'm at.
Definitely.
All right.
Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
Adios, Joe. Man, Joe Holly.
Dude.
Living the life.
I'm so jealous, man.
I know.
Just the fact, like.
Just knowing our lives will never be as awesome as his. That's okay, though.
You better. I ever hit the lottery or something like that. That's the kind of things I'll do.
Megabucks Mark
out on the road again.
F you.
With my dog.
F you. You cool.
Yeah.
F you. I'm out.
Yeah.
All right. We're out, but we're going to be coming right back. And we got Emily Kaplan from NHL.com joining us. National beat writer has told some great stories over this season, including a good portion of the Vegas Knights. We're going to talk to her coming up next.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews. ESPN Radio, 1100 and 100.9 FM, is KWWN Las Vegas, K265EZ.
This summer, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill Summer Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the mobile sports app. Between now and August 5th, you'll be eligible for cash back points with every wager made, win or lose, on the mobile sports app. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Summer Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Las Vegas? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Las Vegas area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Las Vegas is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. You know, Chuck, people think that a short-term loan is, like, really expensive.
That's simply not the case. These are short-term loans, and normally just for a few weeks. We only charge a daily interest. So if you need the loan for a week, a few days, a month, whatever, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out.
Does it cost anything to apply, or doc fees or early payoff fees?
Not at all. How about this? You come in on a Monday, borrow $500 to pay your rent because your landlord charges a $125 late fee.
Okay, I'm with you.
At Dollar Loan Center, that loan would only cost you $2.75 a day in interest. If you need the money for just 4 days and you get paid that Friday, you'd pay $11 in interest. Really, 11 bucks. You do the math.
We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Payment amounts based on biweekly pay frequency with annual percentage rate of 199.99%. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Diamondback Land Surveying is the one-stop shop for all your land surveying needs. Whether you're building a block wall or the next Taj Mahal, check them out on the web at diamondbacklandsurveying.com or call them at 888-594-DBLS. That's 888-594-3257.
Kane is in the building.
It's time for another Stanley Cup Playoffs Insider on Cofield and Company, presented by Battle Born Injury Lawyers.
13 seconds to go. A last-ditch effort for the Jets. Up the right side, speeding into the zone, Stastny. Checked off on the far board. 7 seconds. Right wing shot sails wide. 5 seconds to go. On the near boards, a tie-up. 2 seconds. A centering feed, and it goes wide! And that's it! It's over! The Knights are going to the Stanley Cup Final! 2-1, the final score!
Dan Duval on the call. Fox Sports Radio Las Vegas. The Vegas Golden Knights, your Vegas Golden Knights, are headed to the Stanley Cup finals.
Think about that.
Think about we are
we've been thinking about that all show.
I think until Monday gets here, it's gonna be the predominant feeling of everyone across the valley is that, well, you know, obviously we still gotta find out who, Tampa Bay or Washington. But on Monday at 5 o'clock, your Vegas Golden Knights will be playing in the Stanley Cup final. And we got from ESPN.com, formerly of Sports Illustrated. She is the host of the ESPN On Ice podcast with Greg Wojcinski, the great Emily Kaplan. Emily, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Good.
I don't think it can be much better for what is it? Are we calling it Hockey Town USA right now? I don't know. Can we get away with that?
Yeah, go for it. Why not?
All right, so Emily, this is listen, you left Sports Illustrated. You were doing the Monday Morning Quarterback. You had a great quote when you left Sports Illustrated for ESPN to cover hockey, and that quote was, "I believe there are just as many interesting stories in hockey as there are in football. So the challenge to me is this: how do you convince the casual fan who might only tune in during the Stanley Cup playoffs that he or she should care on a regular basis?" Well,
boy did you
pick a good year to transition to the NHL, which, as I should have set up, was a lifelong love of yours. It's not like you just came in blind to the NHL. What a year.
Yeah, well, look, I firstly think I'm like the forest of journalism. Wherever I go, cool things happen, so this is no coincidence. But if I were to try to convince the casual fan, honestly, I would look no further than the Golden Knights. And look, we're all kind of running with this Golden Misfits thing, this nickname that they call themselves, but it's so true and it's so relatable across any industry, right? Like, think of Marc-Andre Fleury. He won 3 Stanley Cups. He was there for 13 years as the number one pick of the Pittsburgh Penguins. And suddenly management said, you know what, we found someone younger and cheaper. Like, how many people across other industries can relate to that? And so all these guys are just playing with this huge chip on their shoulder, and they're so fun to root for. And honestly, if you can't find any rooting interest in that, you probably shouldn't be a sports fan.
Man, I completely agree. And you can take that one step further to the correlation between the athletes, the players themselves, and the city of Las Vegas, right? Like, Las Vegas is a transient city in a lot of regards, not taken seriously. Like, oh, it's not a real town. Wait, there's people that actually live in neighborhoods in Las Vegas? Yeah, no, there is. This is an actual city. And now there's an actual team with actual players that have somehow, in their first year, put together a run that is now landing them in the Stanley Cup Finals.
You know what? I met the owner, Bill Foley, out in Montana in August, and I dug up that interview because I thought it was pretty funny listening to his expectations for the year. He was saying, look, we just want to be competitive. Like, if we're going to get blown out, we only want to be by 1 or 2 goals. Obviously, that's like an old takes exposed now. But he had a really interesting quote in there also. He said, look, the city of Las Vegas, the people have been looking for an identity besides the Strip for some time. We can be that identity. And look, I've spent a lot more time in Las Vegas in the past year than I ever have in my life, and I understand that now, you know?
Yeah.
I've been to, you know, Summerlin, where these guys all live. They don't live on the Strip. They live in communities. They love Las Vegas. They love the scenery. They love the food. Sure, they love part of the nightlife, but I think they just love the community itself. And I think this city is getting a great showcase by being in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're here with Emily Kaplan from ESPN. What can this do, right, for the sport of hockey? Because you see the ratings. I mean, you know, locally and, you know, across the nation, it's doing well. The playoffs are doing well, and you're finally seeing on a national level from the ESPNs, from the Foxes, from everybody, Bleacher Report, you know, the list goes on and on and on. This story is finally getting some national publicity, and it is, I don't know what it's going to do for the sport of hockey. What do you think?
Honestly, what we've seen with the NHL when they go to non-traditional hockey markets like Dallas, like Tampa Bay, these are the ones that I'm listing that have been successful. What they've done is they've grown youth hockey, and they've grown the sport in that way. And I would not be surprised if a year from now, 2 years from now, you see youth hockey participation balloon in the Las Vegas area.
Oh, it
You're
already
probably
has.
See
yeah.
More, yeah, ice rinks being built, which is great because the biggest issue for kids to play ice hockey is just getting ice time.
Mm-hmm.
So those type of things are great. And honestly, the one question I had about this Las Vegas team was, okay, you know, this is a city that caters to tourists, right? Or it's a transit community as well. You know, people come in from all different places. They're probably going to want to market to a guy who moved there from Detroit, who's there for the Red Wings game. But you guys know at games, they do this thing where they're like, cheer if you're a tourist, and there's some people who cheer. And then they say, cheer if you're a local, and the place goes absolutely bonkers, and that's the coolest thing to me.
Yeah, no, that is a great bit they do. And that's one thing I think, now that you've experienced it at different intervals throughout the season, you can speak to this. You've been to other arenas more so than a lot of other people we have on the show. The experience and the ability to keep that energy level. Like, as soon as the TV timeout hits, right, as soon as the ice crew comes on, as soon as there's a break, the music hits immediately, and that party keeps going.
Yeah, and well, this is super relatable. Like, my boyfriend literally doesn't care about hockey at all, probably spends most of his workday on Reddit, and texted me out of the blue yesterday and is like, dude, this Golden Knights, like, intro is sick. I just saw them cut the jet. Like, if it's attaching his attention, like, I haven't been able to get him onto hockey, like, that's what this can do, and their entertainment value is just awesome.
That's the barometer, right? So I was checking out your history. You are, at a different point in your life, a Chicago girl, right? You spent a lot of time.
I live there now.
Okay, yeah. You're in Chicago now. I was born and raised in South Bend, so I was Bears, Blackhawks, White Sox, Notre Dame, right? So this story, there are only two things that I could compare it to in term of kind of like hands up, WTF, just kind of like slack-jawed amazement. One was Boston coming back against the Yankees in 03, yeah. down 03. That was huge. That was monumental, something I couldn't really wrap my head around. And the other, I think, is the Cubs coming down from 3-1 against the Indians, and then the back and forth of that Game 7 and the rain delay, and just kind of the sheer amazement of what happened with that team. Where does this night story rank for you in kind of terms of just like the, I guess, the WTF moment, where you just, your hands are above your head and you can't believe what you're seeing?
Honestly, I don't even know if it can compare to that. I think this is in a different level because, look, both of those were incredible series where they won in incredible ways, but they're huge brands, right? It's the Chicago Cubs who have been around forever, and yes, they were cursed, but they were bound to win sometime.
Right.
And it's the Boston Red Sox who have one of the highest payrolls every year. They're bound to beat the Yankees at some point, right? And this is the Golden Knights who literally, like I said earlier, their own owner, who paid $500 million for them to get in the league, is like, yeah, we'll maybe be competitive in 3 years and then compete for a Stanley Cup in six. Like, wasn't even promising anything. So I put this on, like, a totally different echelon.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I've been struggling. I think Leicester City in the Premier League, like, there's a couple of examples, like Miracle on Ice, but I can poke holes in all of that. Like, I can say Leicester, okay, well, it's still not all the best players in the world, right? The Premier League is important, but it's not all the best players. You can look at the Miracle on Ice, fine, great story, don't want to take anything away from it, still just a two-week, three-week sample, right? This is over 90-plus games from a team that didn't exist a year ago. You still there?
Oh, I'm still there. I just thought you were just, like, taking a big dramatic pause.
No, but that would have been one hell of a big dramatic pause. No, that would have been that would have been really stretching it. No, but no, it is an incredible story. You've been telling incredible stories all year since coming over to ESPN. Most recently, you just pulled a story out on, I guess, yeah, you kind of got to view it that way, right? The hero of Game 5, Ryan Reeves, the kid heads back to Manitoba, Winnipeg, after essentially being relegated in Pittsburgh, getting 5 minutes of ice time, an enforcer, for lack of a better term, and he nets the game-winning goal in the game that puts the, you know, inaugural Vegas Golden Knights into the Stanley Cup. I mean, what a story.
I love Ryan Reeves' story so much. And, like, if you think about it, he joined this team mid-season, right? He was not there since the beginning. He came from the trade deadline. But they keep finding people who fit into their brand, and he's the perfect example. The Pittsburgh Penguins gave up a first-round pick to get him, and he's like, cool, I'm going to the defending champs. It's Pittsburgh Penguins. This is great. I get to play, you know, protect Sidney Crosby. And then they decide they don't really want him, and he's playing not just 5 minutes a night, less than 4 minutes a night a lot of times, which in ice hockey is just, that's embarrassing. Like, that's, you know, it's not really being a part of the team.
Right.
And then he finally found somewhere where he's like, look, I feel like I can flourish here. And that's all his coach, Gerard Gallant. Like, I give him so much credit. And I have a story coming out this week, coming out on William Karlsson, and he's another great example of that. It's just guys needed the opportunity, and they just needed a bigger platform, and people gave up on them before, and it's like, no, like, let's just give them one more chance. And like I said, that's just relatable for so many people.
Yeah, it really is. And you bring up Karlsson. I mean, I thought it was going to be years before the Knights got a 40-goal, you know, sniper, you know, winger, Euro scorer. I thought it would take time to attract a talent like that. Little did I know, he was already there waiting in the wings to have one of the best, you know, breakout seasons in the history of the NHL. So I'm looking forward to that. What can you tell us about that story that you got coming out with Wild Bill?
Yeah, it's a really fun story. I think it's probably the most in-depth thing written about him out there. And look, we were all surprised, right? We're like, who is this kid who's going to be a 40-goal scorer? But the one thing about Wild Bill William Carlson, is that he always believed in himself, and he was so frustrated the last couple years. He was so frustrated in his first time. Remember, it wasn't just the Blue Jackets that dumped him. This is the second team that dumped him in his first 3 years in the league. He started with the Anaheim Ducks, and he knew I could be a top six scorer. He was playing me in those minutes, and no coach would do it until Coach Gallant.
Yeah. No, let's before we get you out of here, this is something I wanted to touch on with you, because you were high on Winnipeg. I was high on Winnipeg. I thought they were the toughest test left in the West, especially after they got rid of Nashville the way they did. I thought they were the clear and away, probably the best team left in the playoffs. And then Vegas comes out and takes them apart in five. It was beyond impressive to me. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that series and how good Vegas has looked.
Yeah, like my Twitter feed is just filled with people trolling me because there was an article I wrote that the headline was, the Jets' depth will be too much for the Golden Knights. And I really believe that. Like,
yeah.
The Jets are such a good team. Like, I stand by that in the beginning of the series. I really do. They have, you know, one of the top lines in hockey, their second line, third line. Line is on their second line. Like, that's ridiculous. They have some of the best defensemen. And they just totally crushed them. I think something was they totally played the psyche game. Look, the Knights had a huge amount of rest between their second round series, and the Jets were coming off a very emotional game seven against a really big slugfest against the Nashville Predators. And the first game they looked ready and then just ran out of gas, and the Golden Knights exploited that. And look, they look so hot right now, I'm not going to make the mistake again of picking against them.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's. We've seen what a hot goaltender can do for any team, right? Jonathan Quick, back when the Kings were an eight seed, Jaguar in 03. I mean, there are plenty of examples you can pull from, like having a hot goaltender getting a team a Stanley Cup. But when you have a hot goaltender and four line depth and arguably the best one line in hockey, I'm with you. Like, I mean, I picked Vegas at the beginning because I've watched them all season. But I would like to call it wishful thinking. But I mean, we're at the point now where we're very much past wishful thinking, no?
Totally. This is a very tangible thing right now, and I hope you guys are all getting excited, and it sounds like you are.
Yes, we are very excited. And Emily, we were very excited to have you on. Look forward to talking to you in the future, and I can't wait to read that William Carlson piece when it comes out. When's it dropping?
I believe probably the Monday before the game.
There you go.
Either Friday or Monday.
All right, Emily, thank you so much, and enjoy the Stanley Cup Finals.
No problem. I'll see you guys in Vegas, hopefully.
There you go. Emily Kaplan. ESPN.com. Also, not only I mentioned the story that she did on Reeves, which is a great story, arguably her best story, and we didn't get into it with her as we were chatting with her. She did a story on Humboldt Bronco, obviously the tragedy with the bus crash over in Humboldt, but with Caleb Dahlgren, and it is an outstanding story. I didn't get into full ass kissing mode with Emily, right? But she is an incredible writer.
She is
a very, very good writer and has a really keen eye for good stories. So obviously you saw the Reeves story this week. I referenced the Dahlgren story from the Humboldt Broncos. And then obviously she said she's got this story with Wild Bill coming out on Monday. So very cool stuff from Emily. We appreciate her time. And keep an eye on any story she does because she is a talent. All right, coming back. You know what time it is? It's time for What's Trending.
Cofield & Company Stanley Cup Playoffs Insider was brought to you by Battle Born Injury Lawyers. Call Justin or Matt at 570-9000.
Best Mattress's Memorial Day sale is the biggest of the year. Save up to $700 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets or save up to $1,300 on Serta, iComfort, and Beautyrest. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Interstate batteries are some of the longest-lasting car batteries in the business. And you can find those long-lasting batteries at over 100,000 locations across the nation. And yet, we recycle even more batteries than we sell. Why? Because we don't just want to get you going. We want to make sure where you're going remains worth getting to. Interstate Batteries, the nation's number one car battery recycler.
Tune into the Press Box on ESPN Radio next week to see how you can attend a private tour and tasting of City Lights Shine Distillery with NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan on Saturday, June 9th. Must be 21 and over, and only 10 winners plus one guest will be able to attend.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. You know, Chuck, people think that a short-term loan is, like, really expensive.
That's simply not the case. These are short-term loans, and normally just for a few weeks. We only charge a daily interest. So if you need the loan for a week, a few days, a month, whatever, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out.
Does it cost anything to apply, or doc fees, or early payoff fees?
Not at all. How about this? You come in on a Monday, borrow $500 to pay your rent, because your landlord charges a $125 late fee.
Okay, I'm with you.
At Dollar Loan Center, that loan would only cost you $2.75 a day in interest. If you need the money for just 4 days and you get paid that Friday, you'd pay $11 in interest. Really, 11 bucks. You do the math.
We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Payment amounts based on biweekly pay frequency with annual percentage rate of 199.99%. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Got what it takes to be a basketball champion? Here's your chance. MGM Resorts presents Las Vegas 3-on-3 basketball tournament powered by Spokane Hoop Fest. This event is back for its third year on October 27th and 28th at the Las Vegas Festival Grounds next to Circus Circus. Join players of all ages and skill levels from across the globe in pursuit of the ultimate goal, to become champion. Gather your team for a chance to win cash and prizes. Space is limited, so don't miss out. Visit LasVegas3on3.com for more information.
Yes, Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Keeping you cool in the summer, warm in the winter, and available anytime your plumbing won't go with the flow. Schedule your air conditioning or plumbing checkup. 888-4937. 888-4937. Go to theyesmancan.com. License 7233 and 71246.
As tens of thousands of culinary and bartender union members fight to defend what they've earned, we have the chance to elect someone who works as hard and believes as much as we do. Before he ever got into politics, Stephen Horsford worked for working people. Stephen Horsford ran the training program that gave thousands of working families the chance to have what the Culinary and Bartenders Union are fighting to protect. Stephen Horsford campaigned to raise the minimum wage, fought for equal pay, and won affordable health care. When the Republicans defeated Stephen, he didn't give up. He kept the faith and kept moving ahead. With so much at stake, we need Stephen Horsford now. Livelihoods are on the line now. The threats we face are now. Stephen Horsford belongs back in the United States Congress now. Paid for by Unite Here Tip State and Local Fund, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Las Vegas? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Las Vegas area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Las Vegas is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-600-8859. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. That's 1-800-600-8859. That's 1-800-600-8859.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the Mobile Sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
The future of buying, selling, and renting homes is coming, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com will make buying, selling, or renting a home easy, fast, fun, and safe. eBuyHouse.com will allow you to buy, sell, or rent with no realtor fees. eBuyHouse.com eliminates the traditional commission fees, putting more money in your pocket when you buy, sell, or rent a home. That's right, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com has created an online platform so you don't have to pay up to 6% when you want to buy or sell a home anymore. eBuyHouse.com.
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
That
is crushed. Long gone. Into the upper deck. Neil Walker deposits his first home run of the year. Judge pummels that. Center field. DeShields can just watch it fly. Torres drives that in the air to center field and deep. DeShields racing back, and Gleyber Torres has done it again. That kid is the truth, and he just ended Bartolo Colon's night.
That kid, Gleyber Torres, is the truth. The Yankees, the evil empire, have won their 22nd out of 26. They're burning, Mark. You a little worried over there, Houston Astro guy?
Am I worried? No.
No?
Nope.
So much swag.
I'm ready to go,
just
man.
Just oozing out of that gray beard.
We got the...
Very confident for...
I said it again. Astros have the best pitching staff in baseball, and it's not even close. Like, it's not even close. They're on track to have the best pitching staff in the history of the game of baseball.
Yeah.
ERA, whip, all that kind of, all those stats-wise, yes.
All those fancy numbers?
Yep.
Yeah, you know who else got fancy numbers? The freaking Yankees. And they still got Bird that hasn't come up. He's still toiling in the minors, getting over his injury. So what you just heard was a highlight of 5 home runs. That was Gleyber Torres. He hit 2. Judge had 1. Walker had 1. Hicks had 1. It was 5 home runs. It was their 3rd game with 4 or more, which is a franchise record. And tonight, if they get... another 4 home runs, it will be their 4th straight game, and no one has ever done that in the history of baseball.
Awesome. Nah. I'm going to keep it real with you, man.
Awesome.
He deadpanned.
That's a drop
He deadpanned that all day. That was great. You couldn't see it, listeners, but it was well delivered.
Yankees are a great team, obviously. They're playing well. I heard other Yankees fans today talk about the only team they're worried about is the Astros.
Well, right. It kind of has that feeling. We saw it last year, and we're going to see it in a couple hours. We're going to talk about it, but Golden State and Houston. Two totally different sports, but very much a feeling of, okay, can we get to the end of the season?
Get there.
Can we see the Astros and Yankees?
Everybody sees where it's where it's headed.
Yeah.
And, I mean, now, baseball season is a long season.
Sure.
Anything can happen. But, you know, right now, I think those are the two teams that you have to look at as representing the American League in the World Series.
Yeah, and they're legit. And we kind of talked about it. We obviously heard it there in the beginning there in the intro. And then that's Torres. The real interesting thing about his 2 home runs, and, you know, obviously that's great. You know, first multi-home run game, like that's the stuff you want to see. Like, you know, that's what you want to see from a young player. But what you really want to see from a young player is have him go up, get a dinger, and then his next at bat, he gets drilled by Colon. Colon hits him.
Drilled is...
Well, okay.
That's probably a strong word.
It was... Yeah, you're fair. It was a 12-6 break in the back. It wasn't... He wasn't drilled. That's fair enough. He was tapped. But listen, Colon was making a statement. He hit him. He hit him because Torres took him deep. And then what does Torres do in his final at bat? He takes him yard. I mean, that is he is a young talent. We obviously know that the pedigree is there, and there are a lot of high expectations for him. But I think throughout the course of a regular season, those are the little narratives and the little stories you can look at as to what they're going to do maybe in the postseason. Like, when they're presented with a real challenge and a real middle finger moment, where you're like, all right, dude.
Yeah.
You know, now you've given me something to play for, and I go out and I take you yard and kick you out of the game. Like, that bodes extremely well for the Yankees lineup.
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, it's boded well that Giancarlo Stanton has finally got his bat going.
Yeah, after a
After a horrible start. That lineup is as deep as it's as deep as they come.
Yeah. It's one of the better ones in my lifetime.
Yeah. You know, when you get it's not one of those lineups that once you get past the, you know, the 5 or the 6, you know, those that 7, 8, 9 where, you know, your pitcher can lean back and rest a little bit.
Yeah, there's none of that.
No, there is none of that at all. So, yeah.
And then you got that bullpen to worry about.
Yeah.
You talk about the starting pitching in Houston, fair enough. Obviously incredible. Bullpen in New York is lights out as well. It is, as you said, can we fast forward the season? Can we get to September, please? Please!
Oh, if you tell me in September that we're in the American League Championships, you know, an American League Championship Series playing the Yankees, I'm a happy guy.
I can't blame you.
Yeah.
I'd be happy, too. I don't have that option with my White Sox.
You got the reigning, you know, MVP.
Oh, yeah. No, the Astros are well-positioned. They're well-positioned. Speaking about being well-positioned, a division that you know very well, the AL West, on Sunday. Ohtani time. Ohtani-san. Shohei Ohtani goes out and throws 9 strikeouts, which on itself is impressive. Obviously, he's hitting and pitching, and he's doing impressive things. But with those 9 strikeouts, he became the fastest angel in the history of the franchise to get to 50 strikeouts.
Yeah.
So there's that. That's pretty damn impressive.
I can't believe you posed this second question.
Well, my second question is, you're starting a team from scratch. Who do you take, Ohtani or Trout?
Trout. And it's not even close. Trout, at the end of his career, Trout is going to be the greatest baseball player ever.
If he stays healthy.
Trout.
But Ohtani goes both ways. He could potentially be a 2.8, 2.9 pitcher in the ERA, and you know, I don't know how many wins you want to throw out there, and he could also hit 30 home runs. I mean, we've never seen anything like it. Now, that's what I think makes this such an interesting story, because you can take it a step further. The marketing, the value that Ohtani brings from that standpoint, which not to say Trout doesn't have that.
If we're talking about like marketing, you know, in terms like that, I'd be like, would you start a franchise with Yao Ming or Shaquille O'Neal? You know, because Yao Ming is so much more marketable in China, in Asia. Yeah, I mean, you know, if we're talking about that. But if we're talking about just a team of, where I want to start my team, Mike Trout. Mike Trout's the best player in baseball. It's pretty much...
You're like, yeah, case closed.
It's set in stone.
Well, no, and if you look at the early numbers that Trout's putting up, war-wise and numbers-wise, he is on pace to have arguably the best season in the history of the league. So, yeah. It's just, it's an interesting conversation to look at as the season goes on, depending what Ohtani does. The real key here is, and why I set that up, they're on the same team.
Yeah.
Finally, Mike Trout has some help. All right, we're going to be getting some help here coming up next. Ray Brewer, Las Vegas Sun, is going to be stopping by and talking a little Las Vegas high school sports going down in the valley.
Join the conversation on Twitter at Cofield & Co.
As tens of thousands of culinary and bartender union members fight to defend what they've earned, we have the chance to elect someone who works as hard and believes as much as we do. Before he ever got into politics, Stephen Horsford worked for working people. Stephen Horsford ran the training program that gave thousands of working families the chance to have what the Culinary and Bartenders Union are fighting to protect. Stephen Horsford campaigned to raise the minimum wage, fought for equal pay, and won affordable health care. When the Republicans defeated Stephen, he didn't give up. He kept the faith and kept moving ahead. With so much at stake, we need Stephen Horsford now. Livelihoods are on the line now. The threats we face are now. Stephen Horsford belongs back in the United States Congress now. Paid for by Unite Here Tip State and Local Fund, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at badgeonboard.com.
You can't touch this.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
You can't touch this.
Nosek pulls it away on the backhand. Nosek banks it left point. Spees it to lefty. Shuffles lefty. Shoots. Scores! Off the pipe and in. Lucas Spisa with Ryan Reeves parked in front. And the Knights take a 2-1 lead.
Your Vegas Golden Knights, Dan Duva on the call, Fox Sports Radio, Las Vegas. In case you didn't hear, Golden Knights are going to the Stanley Cup.
What?
Yeah. Breaking. All caps.
We landed on the moon.
We landed on the moon. Very, very well done, Mark Seidel. That's why they get you the big bucks. Nothing like a Dumb and Dumber reference.
Mm-hmm.
You're right where you belong.
No
Right in the happy place. And speaking of being in a happy place, we talked about the Knights. It is a Las Vegas story. Plenty of stories happening in Las Vegas, and none better to talk to than Ray Brewer of your Las Vegas Sun, managing editor, and coming up tomorrow, going to be emceeing, hosting Southern Nevada's high school athletes standout awards. And that was going to be sponsored by the Sun, the Knights, and the Raiders. Ray, what's up, man?
Hey, how are y'all?
Good.
We are doing wonderful. Obviously, a crazy week for Las Vegas, a crazy 6 months, however you want to look at it. First and foremost, before we get into this awards that you're running, let's talk about these Knights, what it means to you, and what are your thoughts on this crazy run that we're living?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that 6 months ago when the team had its first game, you think back to, you know, why it was significant for us, right? We were a few days away from the massacre on the Strip. Mm-hmm. Our town was hurting, and they really brought us together and gave us an opportunity to feel good about ourselves. And then they just started winning and winning, and how awesome has it been that just our community has come together, right? Yeah. That's what pro sports are. We've seen it in other markets for years. You have these teams that go on these magical runs, and we wait up at night and we see the scores and we want to get close to the team, and now we're getting this in year one. We're so spoiled, we're so happy to be part of it, and I just love the way our town has reacted and how we're all in on the nights. You drive around town, whether it's the airport or the highway, and you see, you know, Knights logos everywhere. You go to Costco and people are fighting for the last cotton t-shirt with the Knights logo on it. So it's been awesome, man.
Yeah, when you look at this story, right, where does it rank for you? Because obviously you've been a sports fan a long time, and you've been around the Valley a long time, and there's obviously lots of stories to pull from, but none Vegas-centric. Obviously this is an important story to the Valley, but what about on a bigger scale, right? Where does this story rank in the pantheon of kind of just crazy sports stories throughout your life?
You know, it's got to be near the top. I mean, you look at the odds, right? At one point, they were 500-1 to win the Stanley Cup, and now they're actually in the Stanley Cup. So, sheer numbers wise, I mean, this would have to be near the top. I do remember, you know, growing up, this was the boxing capital of the world, right? Kind of our first pro sport, and there was that day when we all woke up, and you know, Buster Douglas had knocked out Mike Tyson in Japan, and we were like, "What happened?" Because we just got Mike Tyson's punch out on Nintendo. Right, and Tyson was knocking everybody out. So, you know, that was kind of like, okay, that's why they play the games type of thing. And, you know, throughout the years, even if you go back to last fall, right, UNLV football had a pretty bad loss to, you know, a subpar, sub-level football team in Howard. So those are things that, you know, across, you know, your memories as a sports guy in Vegas that you know, pops up right away.
What do you, and we're here with Ray Brewer from the Las Vegas Sun, what do you say to people who throw that argument out that Vegas hasn't suffered enough? Like, this is somehow bad that there hasn't been this struggle and the thirst for a championship isn't real because this is the first major league franchise this city's had.
Well, I'd say that's why we play the games, right? I mean, yeah, we haven't suffered enough, but we did kind of suffer there on October 1, and this team has really responded and given us something to be proud of. And I think when you look at it in that context, I think that answers that question. But, I mean, that's one of the things with sports. Case Kiefer, who I work with at the Sun, I'm always into, like, history, right? We talk about, like, a high school football game, and mm-hmm. I'm like, well, there's no way that Team B, who's in the playoffs for the first time in 5 years, could match up with Team A, who's been in the playoffs for, you know, the last 15 years. And he's like, well, the kids who are on Team A and Team B, they haven't played 15 years in a row. It's brand new to them. So, you know, it's a brand new season every year. You hit the reset button. Everybody's 0-0. Everybody has the same opportunity to make the Stanley Cup. And this year it just happened that Las Vegas got a group of guys who love playing for each other. They're thriving at home, where the home ice advantage is arguably the best in the league. And here we go. Pony up. Bring on Tampa. Bring on Washington.
Ray, before we get into the Las Vegas Sun Standout Awards, baseball championships. You know, they're going on right now. My nephew and his Boulder City team went to Reno. They lost after back-to-back state championships. Wah, wah, wah. What's going on in town with those games?
Yeah, so the high school sports season just ended last weekend, and you bring up baseball. The Palo Verde Panthers dethroned Basic High. Basic High had won two in a row, and in the summer, its Legion team won the Legion National Championship, but they lost to Palo. So at the beginning of the baseball season, Bishop Gorman, Basic, both ranked nationally in the top 10. Neither won the state championship. If that doesn't tell you about the talent we have here in Southern Nevada with baseball, obviously we play year around. So that was good, and Bishop Gorman won its first ever state track championship, got all the graduating senior football players, and right in football they've been great. All those guys played track, and they just blew the competition away. They got their first state championship. Some pretty interesting storylines there.
And going back to the, you know, the fact you were just talking about the talent, in the baseball in the Valley. What are some of the kids we should be watching over the next couple of years that could possibly become the next great Las Vegas baseball player?
Well, baseball, not quite sure, but if you look at the Rising Star category and our Sun Standout Awards, absolutely loaded. Julian Strother, sophomore at Liberty, right? He's a top 10 recruit nationally. A lot of people say he's better than Shabazz Muhammad, who was Gorman, UCLA League in a year, better than Troy Brown, who was Centennial Oregon for a year, going to be a first-round pick in the upcoming NBA draft. Another kid, Jaden Hardy, his brother Amari, plays for UNLV. He's a finalist for Rising Star. He's a freshman. He's got a ton of scholarship offers, almost scored 30 points a game. And Ma'ai Geoete, linebacker from Faith Lutheran, had 60 varsity tackles as a freshman, right? When we were kids, right, you didn't play as a freshman. You had to play the B team. You had to play in the J's. You had to wait your time, and the kid's already verbally committed to USC. So just right there, it's granted it's not the next Bryce Harper or Joey Gallo, but it's definitely three kids who have a chance to play major college sports, maybe even get paid eventually.
Yeah, looking at this, at some of the kids that are up for awards at the Las Vegas Sun Standout Awards, Nick Campbell, he was shot in the shoulder during 1 October. Yeah. And he made his return to both basketball and track. He is in the Sun Standout Award finalist. Talk a little bit about Nick.
Yeah, just a great kid. It was a kid who, through my relationships with the high school, I was able to interview at the hospital a few days after the shooting. And I went in there not knowing what to expect, and I met a kid that was mature beyond his years, who had a great outlook on life, was thankful to be alive. And, you know, the bullet hit him in the shoulder, you know, 2 inches to the left. It hits him in the head, right?
Wow.
2 inches to the right, his friend who he was there with gets shot and killed. And, you know, the kid was so thankful for, you know, the ability to still be alive. And he's been everywhere, man. He's been to New York to be like on the Megyn Kelly show. He's been on LA for shows. His story is great, and he returned to play junior varsity basketball, averaged about 10 points, 10 rebounds a game, and he ran varsity track, and on his relay team was the son of the police officer who got killed on 1 October. And just a great story. Nick's times weren't as good as they were as a freshman because his lungs are still building up, right? He got shot in the lungs. But the fact that he's out there competing, and he's not going to let the shooting kind of define his life. He's just going to use that to, you know, to push forward. Because, listen, you get shot, you have an opportunity to say, listen, I don't want to play anymore, and nobody would complain.
Yep.
But this kid's like, screw it. You know what? I'm going to go give it my all. And totally admire the kid. Can't wait to honor him. That award is sponsored, actually, by the Golden Knights. And we've got a big surprise from the Knights for Nick, and I can't wait to see the smile on the kid's face.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
That is.
That's really, really cool. Another Justice Etheridge from Centennial. She is a four-time state high school champion, and I don't know if this was a note from you, best three-point shooter that that I've ever seen in a girls' game. She is committed to be a Lady Rebel.
Yeah, the best shooter I've seen girls' basketball, without a doubt. They're lucky to get her at UNLV. She was a top, you know, 100 national recruit. She's going to fit in great there. And the best thing is super respected at Centennial, right? She led them to 4 straight state championships. Centennial's a national brand. All their gear is paid for by Nike. They go play around on the Nike circuit. They got a ton of great players. And for her to go over to UNLV, she's going to bring a lot of friends with her. And I think the Lady Rebels are going to be better off with this kid leading the way. Just a dynamic shooter. This girl, very shy, very unassuming, very quiet, great kid, and a phenomenal shooter. I can't wait to see her tomorrow night.
That's Ray Brewer from the Las Vegas Sun. You can catch him on Twitter at RayBrewer21. Ray, this is going to be the third annual Sun Standout Awards. It's happening tomorrow, May 23rd, at the South Point Hotel and Spa and Showroom. It's a black tie affair. It's only the third annual, so this is fairly fresh, right? It's getting off the ground. What are your hopes for this going into the future?
Well, I hope that, you know, in 22 years. We're talking about the 25th annual because I think it's a great event. At the Sun, we do a lot of cool things for high school sports with our high school football and basketball media days we do before the season, and the reaction and the social media impressions and the feedback from the community for our event is off the charts, and I'm so thankful to be part of it and so thankful that your show took a few minutes to talk about the kids.
Awesome. Definitely, Ray. Well, we really appreciate you giving us a few minutes, and best of luck with that award show tomorrow. It sounds like a load of fun and important, you know, important for the future. It really is, and I'm especially intrigued by that what you got for Nick with the Vegas Knights. I think that's going to be a great moment. So we're wishing you the best of luck, man.
Yes, sir. Have a good day, brother.
Thanks,
too,
Ray.
All right, that was Ray Brewer, Las Vegas Sun. Events happening tomorrow. The third annual Sun Standout Awards happening at the South Point. So yeah, get out there, keep an eye on it, and
Ray's one of the good guys, man.
Yeah, absolutely. You can hear it. You can hear it talking to him.
Love talking to Ray. He's one of the most knowledgeable guys, you know, when it comes to especially high school sports in the Valleys. And I mean, obviously knowledgeable about money, you know, many more things than that. But man, you know, there's never been a question I could ask him that he didn't have an answer to.
Well, there you go. A great mind, and from one great mind to another. You saw it last week with his memory recall when they asked him, "Hey, LeBron, what happened when you closed the gap in that game and then it all went to hell?" And you saw him recite back-to-back-to-back four plays in a row. Well, his mind is very strong, but his game is even better. LeBron James last night, 44 points, but the real kicker, he passes another legend, another notch in LeBron James's belt. He passes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for most postseason field goals in the history of the game. We're going to talk about LeBron coming up next.
Finley Toyota. They'll do anything to sell you a car.
Have you turned on your air conditioner yet this year? If you haven't, it probably won't be long. When you do, listen carefully for a moment. Does anything sound or smell different than usual? If not, you're probably in the clear. If it does, calmly pick up the phone and call the Yes Man, because the funny smell or sound probably means you have a problem. Whether you need a new air conditioner or just service for yours, the Yes Man will get it working and keep it working. Get the number in your phone, 888-4937, or visit theyesmancan.com. License 71246.
Finley Chevrolet is your home for right now. You can lease a new 2018 Chevy Colorado WT truck for just $99 a month plus tax for 24 months with just $21.99 down plus taxes and fees.
Woo!
And when you stop by and test drive any car, truck, or SUV on our lot, give us your best.
Woo!
And you'll receive a $20 gas card with no obligation. Finley Chevrolet, home of the
Woo!
Located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Find new roads.
On approved credit, boost 2000 dealer flex cash while supplies last. MSRP 31,435, 10,000 miles a year. Must have current GM or non-GM lease. See dealer for details. Offer expires 5/31/18.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to Readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from, in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers hard to find in stores, like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles and colors for under $20. Go to Readers.com now and type in the coupon code DEAL at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%. Get convenient, fast delivery and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to Readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to Readers.com now and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's Readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
Expecting an insurance company to look out for your best interest is like asking Cofield to stick to sports. It's not going to happen. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. What's more important to an insurance company, their bottom line or your best interests? Don't go it alone and don't get ripped off. Call Battleborn Injury Lawyers and meet with me or Matt Hoffman. We will represent your best interest and work to maximize your recovery. If you've been injured, call Battleborn Injury Lawyers at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
Have you turned on your air conditioner yet this year? If you haven't, it probably won't be long. When you do, listen carefully for a moment. Does anything sound or smell different than usual? If not, you're probably in the clear. If it does, calmly pick up the phone and call the Yes Man, because the funny smell or sound probably means you have a problem. Whether you need a new air conditioner or just service for yours, the Yes Man will get it working and keep it working. Get the number in your phone, 888-4937, or visit theyesmancan.com. License 71246.
Hey, it's Cofield. You know there's nothing worse than getting home after a day of work, looking around, you're like, I've got to get these chores done. When am I going to finish these? Well, we've got help for you. Tackle. The Tackle app. T-A-K-L. Download the app. You can look through hundreds of different chores, jobs that you need done. Make your selection. You get a price. And once you book it, the Tackle people will reach out to someone qualified and licensed, and within a few hours, they come by and get the job done. Get your house cleaned, junk hauled, furniture rearranged, yard work finished, any kind of handyman work you need done. Want to mount those TVs? Tackle can handle it, plus hundreds of other chores. And here's the best news. For a limited time, when you download the Tackle app, and it's free, you get $50 off your first job. Don't miss out. If you need a small job or a chore done, download the Tackle app now and get $50 off that first job. Let Tackle show you how great it feels to get your job list done. That's Tackle, T-A-K-L. Treat yourself now to Tackle.
The future of buying, selling, and renting homes is coming, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com will make buying, selling, or renting a home easy, fast, fun, and safe. eBuyHouse.com will allow you to buy, sell, or rent with no realtor fees. eBuyHouse.com eliminates the traditional commission fees, putting more money in your pocket when you buy, sell, or rent a home. That's right, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com has created an online platform so you don't have to pay up to 6% when you want to buy or sell a home anymore. eBuyHouse.com.
My Odds from William Hill Sportsbook lets you create and bet on your own prop bets. Tweet us at William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds. That's William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds. And we'll reply if your suggested prop bet has been accepted. You can also view all other My Odds prop bets by clicking on the My Odds category in the William Hill Sports Betting app or kiosk. More ways to bet, more ways to win. William Hill Sportsbook. This is more.
Hey, what's up? It's Steph for Sunburst Shutters. You know, everywhere I go, I get asked, do you really have Sunburst Shutters in your home? And yes, I really do have Sunburst Shutters in my home. And I really do think they're that amazing. When it comes to your castle, don't you want the best? Well, hello, check out Sunburst Shutters. They're 100% made in the USA. And the big plus? Sunburst Shutters are polywood shutters. So that means that they don't warp, they don't bend from the sun that we have here in the desert, and they last forever. And you can only get them at Sunburst Shutters. So don't be fooled. Others say they're the same, but only Sunburst Shutters has polywood shutters. The competition, they're not the same. And theirs always look new, and they're so easy to clean. It's all at Sunburst Shutters, and they're locally owned and operated, so you can find out for yourself. Or check them out online at sunburstshutters.com and then play around in the idea gallery. See what fits your castle. It's amazing, and it's all at sunburstshutters.com. That's sunburstshutters.com.
Kansas. A night to remember. Kansas, live. With the music that helped make rock classic. Doors open at 7, Saturday, June 2nd. Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater. Tickets can be purchased now at any Station Casinos Rewards Center or online at stationcasinoslive.com.
Interact with the show by texting ESPN to 69187. It's Cofield and Company.
All right, believe it or not, listeners, this isn't just a hockey town USA. There are actually other sports going on in Las Vegas. Believe it or not, a year ago, hockey wasn't really even a thing in Las Vegas. We didn't know how it was going to work out. So this show a year ago would have been much different.
We'd all be talking about the NBA Conference Finals.
Yes, we would. And we would definitely be talking about, one, LeBron James, which is what we're going to do right now. I teased it before we got into this. And we're going to spend a few minutes on it, which doesn't do it justice, but... At the same time, we'd be remiss not bringing it up. LeBron, again, he has record after record at this point. But last night, scores 44. He passes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the most postseason field goals in the history of the NBA. I mean, I know no one's expecting a championship, but just the fact that we're still, you know, in this position watching LeBron James. I mean, he's not old. He's not broken down. He's not decrepit.
He's 33 years old.
He's 33. Still, and that's the scariest part, right?
Yeah, he's 33 years old, and he has set the record for career postseason field goals. So every single postseason field goal he makes from here until when he's done just extends this record.
You know, and he's one of those guys who are living in a new age, right? With each, and that's why with the conversation about Jordan and him and all that stuff, I don't like it. I don't like those conversations to begin with because the sport is also progressing at a rate to which
it's different.
It is complete. The era is completely different, as was Jordan's comparatively to Oscar Robinson.
Yeah, of course.
Robertson, excuse me. You can't compare era to era because the game just changes. The nutrition changes, training changes, the athlete itself changes. Look at LeBron James. I look at Greg Oden. Like, I know Greg Oden didn't pan out, but that guy looked like he was 55 years old when he was 18. The body on him was
Benjamin Button.
Absolutely. It was nuts. So the sport is changing at a rapid rate. And as you said, he's only 33, and I sit here constantly wondering. I get that Tom Brady vibe from him. He eats clean. He takes care of his body. He knows what he needs to do to prolong his career because he is an athlete who has... I don't want to say he's record chase because whenever that is brought up, he always shows respect to the people who came before him. He very rarely makes it about himself, and it's just great to be mentioned alongside these people. But you don't take care of your body. You don't do the stuff LeBron James does without having an eye on the future. And I think, you know, this is a guy that we could definitely see play till his 40s.
Well, I think he wants to play with his son.
Yeah.
His son is, 13 right now, I believe. Another thing, I saw a video of his 13-year-old son almost dunking.
Beast.
Don't show me the videos when he's almost dunking. Show me the videos when he dunks. We can be like,
hard to please.
13-year-old LeBron James Jr. dunks. Awesome. Don't show me the 13-year-old LeBron James almost dunks.
Yeah, look at you. So hard to please. You get one World Series championship, and now you're ultra demanding.
I turn my nose up.
13-year-old bum.
Get some ups, little kid.
You don't impress me, kid.
Put the ball through the hole, then come holler at me. I say that like I could dunk on
yeah,
anything over
say.
Like an 8.5-foot goal.
You were an athlete, weren't you?
Yeah.
You played baseball?
Yeah, baseball, basketball,
college?
Football. I played 1 year, and then I decided that partying was, you know, so much more fun than...
Amen, brother. Welcome to the squad.
And so I left college, and... here I am.
But you played all three in high school?
Yeah, well, no, I played baseball and basketball in high school.
And you couldn't dunk?
No, I couldn't dunk.
So the 13-year-old's better than you?
I could almost dunk.
Well, in a year, he will be dunking and you'll still be here.
All right, well, as of right now, we're the same.
You're basically in the lineage of LeBron James. Essentially, is how we run about is how we got here.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much I'm LeBron James Jr.
Fair enough. All right, so I know people like stats. Let's look at, I mean, LeBron obviously last night was impressive, but he is 8-0 in career games, 3-4 after being down 2-0 in an East Series. That is an interesting stat. I mean, 8-0, essentially with your back against the wall and all the pressure on you. He is a guy that time and time again, and LeBron James did last night, he didn't play his best game. He had 7 turnovers, right? He had minimal assists. It wasn't like a prototypical – if a 44-point winning effort in the Eastern Conference Finals can be kind of run-of-the-mill, I guess, honestly, that's kind of what that was last night.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't the you know, triple-double, just overall dominance of every facet of the game. Yeah, he scored, and he scored at will. He scored when he wanted to, you know, but – LeBron's so good that we're accustomed to seeing him score 40, grab 14 rebounds, and dish out 12 assists.
Yeah, and
make it look pretty easy.
He does. Hairline's a different story, but stat line.
Me and you could say the same thing.
I know. I'm just jealous. I just wish I had the money to pay for someone to Hobby Lobby my hair in.
Carlos Boozer.
That's actually a good point. Boozer was the first.
His shoe polish.
Yeah, his was bad. Like, I mean, LeBron's I actually give credit to because I don't know how he does it. Oh, right? It's kind of like an anomaly. Like, how do you do that, LeBron? Yeah. We know you don't have hair, but it actually kind of looks real. Carlos, man.
Boozer, like, put a piece of paper over his head and just, like, spray painted because it was just such a straight line.
I think you're just trying to hate on a Duke player.
No,
whatever.
Boozer was very hateable, Chrissy. Boozer was a bull, and I hated Boozer. He was like Carl Everett. He just he was a homer, but I didn't dig Boozer.
I dug him.
Regularly missed layups.
You talking about old school Carl Everett?
Talking about dinosaur bones were made in the lab, Carl Everett. I booed him at the World Series Game 1. Yeah. I was at Game 1 Chicago. Booed Carl. He was our cleanup hitter. I booed him.
He was an Astro for a little while, too.
Yeah. Guy thinks dinosaur bones were made in the lab.
Eh, flat earthers, man.
Never forget that.
What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, he was. He was the original Kyrie. Carl Everett, if social media was around when Carl Everett was around.
Yeah.
I mean, I still haven't forgotten it. It still sticks with you. All right, so let's go real quick. Let's go back to Cavaliers and Celtics. Where is this series? Boston is 9-0 at home.
Yep.
Cleveland has to win one of those games. They got three more games. It's the best of three series right now. Cleveland has to win in Boston. You think they can do it?
No. I think Boston goes back, wins game five. They go back to Cleveland. Cleveland wins game six. They go back to Boston. Boston wins game seven.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
ESPN Radio, 1100 and 100.9 FM, is KWWN Las Vegas, K265EZ.
Have you turned on your air conditioner yet this year? If you haven't, it probably won't be long. When you do, listen carefully for a moment.